Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For the Sandful, feel the Sandful statewide Super League Grand Final fever on this Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
Tom McDonald, times are ticking. Every heart is beating true and blue for the red and blue. After 57 long years, the Demons are premiers in 2021. Extraordinary stuff. And McDonald kicks the goal. Delirious fans and players. Melbourne have won.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Rush Hour. That's us. Bernie, Vince and Greg Blewett are with me, and what a performance by the Melbourne Football Club. Congratulations to everyone involved. And I say good afternoon to you two fine young men on this beautiful Monday. Grand final post celebrations are all happening, and one man just flew in from Perth. Good afternoon, Bernie, Vince, and welcome to you.
G'day, boys. As you can tell...
Oh, no.
I've lost the voice a little bit, but...
Hello to you, Gregory.
G'day, Jars. Greg, g'day, Bernie. Emma. Well,
hello.
I'm tip-top.
Listen.
I'm healthy. I went for a run this morning. I'm feeling on top of my game.
Boom.
And then you swing and look at me.
Look at you.
The bloodshot eyes.
What have you done?
I've been doing pottery classes with Naz.
Oh, yeah, what's your excuse?
Burn, how'd you go, mate?
It was just a great weekend. Great game of footy as well.
Wasn't it?
Could have gone either way. Halfway through that third quarter, I was going, oh, no, no. The Bont was starting to get going. Winning the ball out of the midfield, the Dogs. And then it was just bizarre. I'm going to have to watch the game back just to see how good that last bit of the, especially the third quarter. I was thinking, oh, they got one back. So within two goals, take this, just find a mark. Just burn the clock a little bit. We'll go in and then have a real dip in the last quarter. They kicked bloody five goals in 4 minutes.
I'm going, unbelievable.
Don't blow the siren. Keep it going. But it was clinical.
Dear.
That last quarter, it was exciting.
It was as good as I've ever
seen. And there's a moment. I wanted to get to a moment where like I knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
But it just everything was happening so fast. There was goals. We were celebrating. High five.
And you're frothing up.
I was like, I think we're actually going to win. We're up by 60 points.
There you go.
We're making you a safe.
Hey, look at him.
No, I actually feel all right. I'm actually
you
all
feel
right.
All right.
Voice is
you
gone.
You don't sound all right.
He's always like that when he has a good, gives it a good nudge.
How many do you think you consumed over the 3 days?
All very responsibly.
we're talking what?
Saturday, probably 18 to 24. Sunday. Yeah, sips.
It's a great
early
effort.
Start Sunday.
Yeah.
12. 10:30, actually, I think. And then to the Cottesloe Pub in Perth on the water.
Right.
Beautiful spot there. The whole team is back there. And
nice.
Don't tell us everything, though.
No,
we want to go into a bit more detail throughout the show.
We've got big show. McGarry medal on tonight, Chappies. We've got the big grand final on Sunday. Triple M will be calling that game at 3 o'clock. We'll be back. The tradition continues.
I'm the Cup Ambassador this year, Joe.
For the Eagles?
For the Eagles, if they win it.
It's going to be a terrific game of football.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Jay Clark will join us, Gregory. Plenty to talk about. There's so much movement going on around the AFL scene. We've got plenty to get through. And Gregory, our Redbacks, they're just proud or not?
Yeah, they held on for a draw.
Righto.
WA made a huge score first innings, and then we matched that.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a boring draw. But other good news, Rashid Khan is back for his fifth season
okay,
with the Strikers.
Nice. We love
so
him.
So he is, yeah.
We love him.
We love Rash. Well, he's number one T20 player in the world. So nice. We love Rash.
Nah,
he's
nice,
back.
Nice. Let's go.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for...
Something caught my eye.
What caught my eye?
Now, we changed the name because Rue and Ditz plagiarised our segment, this segment, which is what we learnt. Right, remember that? So we had to change it to...
It was the other way around. Anyway. Did you steal it off them?
No, not at all.
No.
Stop saying that, Gregory.
Okay.
And then you came up with this one, didn't you, Burn? But then what caught our eye?
I think someone else is using this.
Then
as well.
I saw on Sunday when I was having a coffee break after putting some plants in some pots.
That would have been
or
riveting.
A can. Mm-hmm. The Footy Show has a segment called "What Caught Their Eye."
So we're going to have to change it again.
I love the opener. That's the first time I've heard that opener.
Something got my eye.
So have we plagiarised their
well with your
segment?
Husky voice, Ben.
The what?
Have we plagiarised their segment again? We need to have a good think about this, where we're going.
But we're going to have a think about it. We're going to have a meeting.
All right.
What caught your eye, Jazz?
The AFL, can you please go back to the traditional grand final time slot, 20 past two?
Yeah.
Please? What? That's what caught my eye.
Righto. Okay.
Enjoy the... Look, even though they had bumper ratings, Channel 7 licking their lips, they're in the boardroom now just in lobster and caviar and... Because what 3.9 million Australians watched the grand
is that
final.
What it was?
Yeah, something like that. But we want it back, don't we?
We want our grand final back.
Yes, so that's what caught my eye.
I thought it was good how you got the sun setting over the stadium and you got to see it during the day and the night, you know?
The halftime show.
Like, we don't really give a stuff what's behind the scenes of Grandstand there, GG. And the
just
grand
thought
final
it created a nice vibe, Jazz.
The grand final entertainment, some of it's right up there with Meatloaf.
Oh.
It was terrible. I'm sorry.
Was it?
Oh, they all look like Martians in their outfit.
What was it? I can't remember.
Birds of Tokyo, but they
You know those rappers. Yeah, Triple J listeners. They're the ones in their jammies. Yeah.
Can you remind me what it was? I've forgotten. Seemed all right for me.
And what caught my eye this morning down at the Grange Oval? Some Adelaide Crows boys running around doing some running.
Mm-hmm.
There was I think they're year two, three players there, led by Brody Smith. But one of them ran around without a top on. That's what caught my eye.
Who?
I didn't recognise him. It was 18 degrees and he was the only one with his top off. Please.
He's pretty happy with his rig.
Please, young man, whoever you are for the Adelaide Crows, don't do it again because I'll yell out next time. Okay?
Oh, leave him alone. He's doing
you
some
serious?
Running. He's out there doing some running.
That
and
is not
he's
on.
Just...
Maybe he was wrong.
Really?
Not on. All right.
Okay.
What caught your eye, Bimbo?
Oh, just the Perth Stadium. I think we need to have a conversation about having, not every year changing it up, but once every 5 years, how good would it be to just give Adelaide a grand final? Brisbane's had one. Perth's had one. That stadium over there, first time I've been there, that was incredible.
Is it better than the MCG?
It felt very similar to the MCG. It's got a very similar shape. Mm. Obviously not quite as big and hold as many, but... Very, very similar feel to it. The corporate suites are unbelievable. Just to be in a new stadium, everything's perfect.
I did hear some criticism that took about 7 hours to get a beer at that stadium. That's too long. Punters weren't happy with the long wait for a beer.
I didn't have 7 hours is a bit long.
And you didn't have to wait
in the corporate suite.
No, well, you didn't.
Actually, they deliver them to you.
But well said, and
that
congratulations.
I probably should have waited
7 hours. Oh. That would have been good for me.
Right. Gregory, what caught your eye?
Well, I love Grand Final Day. I love everything about it. I love the build-up, the national anthems, the game. I also love, watching the presentation afterwards and seeing everyone responds, the speeches.
Nice,
and and of course, after the game, Basil Zemplis was MC. And
he's
I was waiting for Goody. Waiting for Goody to see what he had to say.
Yeah,
I was too.
Nothing.
Burnt him.
And absolutely sizzled him. Cooked and here's him. Simon Goodman on what happened there after the game.
Goody, I've got no doubt you had one of the greatest speeches of all time ready, but unfortunately, Basil just didn't let you speak.
Yeah, I got shafted, didn't I? Yeah, I didn't know what happened there. I had it all ready to go. I had the cheat notes and a few sponsors.
Say it now.
Give
the speech now, Goody.
Do it now.
Yeah.
I just would have said to the supporters and everyone at home, this is us, this is who we are, and they should be so proud. So, hopefully all the supporters back home are enjoying it. I know they're in lockdown, but, speaking to a few, I know they're singing a few beers.
Jeez, he sounds like me.
So that's one of the great moments for a coach to lift the cup up with your captain.
Yep.
We heard from Gorney, of course, but we didn't hear from Goody, which was a bit of a shame.
Yeah, at the game, I didn't really notice that until after everyone was talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, he didn't. Normally the coach does speak. So
brilliant.
But it just lost an opportunity.
Well done to the Melbourne Football
Club. And the Perth, getting back to mine as well, Perth, the city, they embraced that grand final. Well, they were the colours walking. I know I was on the show Saturday and explained it a little bit to you guys on DSL, but this the city was just, it was just like,
vibrant.
Geez, I loved it. Loved everything. They're wearing their colours down the street. A lot of Melbourne supporters.
And they walk around without masks and they're all happy.
No masks.
None of that stuff going around.
No masks.
Well and you know how good was it to see a full stadium for the first time this year? Like even on TV watching it. No gaps in the chairs and it just, such a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Well done, boys. Good stuff.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Oh, we've loved this man, chaps.
Yep.
There's no doubt he will win our award end of the year when the Triple M give out their BNF. Yeah. He's right up there.
Yeah.
Right up there with you, Ben.
Oh, with me.
Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome.
Very kind, Jars. I think if anyone's getting three votes at the moment, it's the good man sitting next to you because as impressive as Petrarca and Oliver and Jackson and all, Brayshaw, as impressive as all those young guys were, I tell you what, I've heard very good things about Bernie's performance in the post-premiership celebration. So the legend just grows.
That's it.
Now, just remind me what happened. He's speaking to anyone. Let me know.
Well, he's a legend amongst the Melbourne supporters, Simon Goodwin.
Yes. Look, he'll be inking a contract extension. There's no doubt about that. Melbourne is unanimous in that he is the man for Melbourne in the absolute long term, regardless of Alistair Clarkson, regardless of Nathan Buckley or Chris Scott, whoever might be available. So talks will, there haven't really been any significant talks to this point, but they will begin and should conclude over the next few months. It'll be a long-term contract extension for Simon Goodwin. He was just moulded this group beautifully, but it hasn't always been easier. What they've been impressed with is how he has bounced back and coped with the adversity in this Melbourne journey. It has not been all plain sailing. It has been difficult. And he's got this group, and you guys are the experts here. But, I mean, Melbourne are set up for the next 3 to 5 years. I mean, Oliver Petrarca, Pickett's a baby. Jackson's a baby. So, yeah, they're going to need a replacement for Tom McDonald, say, in the next couple of years, et cetera, and a few blokes maybe on the outside. But do we agree that Melbourne is absolutely ripe for a Richmond-style dynasty?
Oh, yeah. We spoke about that this morning, me and Jars. I think the next 5 years, they could play in 3 or 4. You never know. And if you're in them, you might as well win them. Exactly. Darren Burgess, is he on the move?
Yep. Yeah, so this has not been finalised or confirmed at this stage, but we're expecting Darren Burgess to head home to South Australia to be closer to his family, of course, his children. There and Adelaide, I believe, is the club who are eyeing him. So there's a bit more water to go under the bridge, but there couldn't be a more respected high-performance manager in the country, if you ask me and the people certainly that I know. I mean, Melbourne absolutely lauded the work that he's done with that engine room. It's been a 2.5-year project at Melbourne, but was there anything wrong with Petrarca or Oliver's running power at the weekend? I mean, Pickett so quickly been able to adapt to an AFL-style sort of fitness program, et cetera. Jackson, we saw him at the weekend. So Melbourne's lauded his ability, but I suspect it's the end of his time at the Demons and a new start for him potentially at the Adelaide Crows.
And Tommy Lynch has got an opportunity interstate.
Yeah, so former Adelaide forward has been picked up, or will be picked up, by North Melbourne. So there have been discussions with his agent, Paul Connors, there for a little while now. He could be picked, it's quite quirky, but he could be added to their primary list as a delisted free agent. So while clubs' soft caps are tight, they do have a bit of room, North Melbourne, in their salary cap, in their playing rank. So Tommy Lynch could be picked up on their playing list and maybe play a few VFL games if they need him to. But ultimately, this is a development coaching role, a mentoring role for the young forwards, Charlie Condon, Nick Larkey, etc. They'll pick up Jason Horn Francis. Woo, doesn't
yeah,
he look
he's
good?
A talent. Yeah.
Oh, it's his performance in the preliminary finals on Friday night. South Adelaide, people recruiters saying he's the next Isaac Henny. Anyway, he's going to be absolutely outstanding and expect Tom Lynch, former Adelaide and St Kilda forward, to join the Kangaroos. Nice.
Jay-Z, any other trades that you know of?
Yeah, the big ones, I mean, it's going to be flat, to be honest, Bluey. I mean, we like to ramp it up and pump things up, but this isn't going to be a huge trade period. You talk to all the clubs and they say they've got stuff all money. So it's not a good year to be a big free agent or a player coming out of contract. That said, Jordan Clarke, he is open to going home. Fremantle is keen on him. However, the Cats have said he is contracted. So if they can't get a deal that they like, they'll keep him like they did with Tim Kelly. So the two picks that Fremantle's got is 8 and 27. They want something in between to send Jordan Clarke home. And also Adam Chera, expect from him to go from Fremantle to Carlton. He won't go to Melbourne. It'll be Carlton. And that pick number 6, I believe, will be the other one which swaps hands. So it's Clarke and Chera at the moment, boys. But I must be honest, there isn't a whole lot of player movement forecast this trade period. Clubs just being careful and open and watchful to see if something bobs late.
What about Tim English, mate?
Yeah, so his partner, Rudy Ellis, is signing with the West Coast Fever in the Super Netball League. So his partner is headed west. Now, he's got another year left on his contract, but it's fair to say that the Bulldogs, you guys are the better judges here. Like, the noises you hear is that they can't trust him in the ruck. That's why they got Stephen Martin.
Yeah.
So is he going to be a very good AFL forward? So if he can't be rucking and he's going to be forward, that's like, what's his best position? Yeah. So you just sort of wonder whether something could happen here. Now, Fremantle are right for a ruckman in Sean Darcy. Whether it's West Coast, whether he could replace Nick Natanui and become a ruckman for West Coast. I just wonder, what is his best position? You boys got a strong view on him?
Oh, I don't trust him in the ruck.
No, he's a key forward. Otherwise, try him down back.
Luke Jackson was all over him.
Don't let him ruck, because he's got not physical, mate. He doesn't like the contest.
Well, is he going to be a very good key forward either, Jarz? That's the thing.
He's not quite that.
No,
yet
not
either.
Not even that, Jay. He's still got 2 or 3 years away from if we're going to see some real talent coming. I hate the word potential, but he was disappointing, as with some of his teammates on the Saturday night. That was where he should have time for him to shine, isn't it?
You know, knock
some people over. So that's a part of his game he's got to work on, Jay.
Norton was probably the other one. He kicked one goal on Stephen May on one leg.
Wow.
One leg.
That's embarrassing.
Kept him to one goal. So he's kicked 3 goals in 5 games on Stephen May. So it's a big summer coming up for Aaron Norton, because he could be a 50-goal forward. We all see the potential and the talent he's got. Whether he can kick on, become more consistent, who knows?
Take care, mate. We'll speak Saturday morning on Dead Set Legends. We've got the big grand final on Sunday at the Adelaide Oval. Glenil, take on the Eagles.
Mm. I look forward to it, boys.
Quite a few issues with my phone on the weekend, and a few
I was worried about
phone
you.
Calls went through to the keeper.
Yeah.
Have you still got it? I think it's working. My charger wasn't really working that well, so it was off a bit. But let's check the voicemail. This could go anywhere.
You have 12 new messages.
Boys, it's Ken. I heard Dennis Cometti is no longer calling the game. Retiring so young at 72 years of age.
Jars, it's Paul Teeling. Just calling to make a deal with a few Williston players. We're looking at your tall forward, your ruck, and your fullback. Would love to get a deal on the table soon, so give me a call back again. It's Constable Paul Teeling from Williston Courthouse.
G'day, boys. Lucas from Channel 9 here. Just wanted to let you know we jumped 8 in the SA NRL ratings on the weekend. That is the biggest South Australian viewership in history. Just wanted you to thank those 8 viewers for us. If you could, that'd be really good. Thank you.
G'day, boys. It's Mano, your boss, and look, thanks for covering the Brekkie Show last week. I've got a list of things that I liked here. Emma G. And
thanks, Dado.
Thanks again, boys.
Wow. G'day, boys. Ollie Wines here. Great to hear from you after I won the Brownlow, which is a little bit weird, you know, because I haven't heard from you lot in about, my whole f***ing career.
G'day, boys. Dennis Cometti.
Dennis.
Yes, indeed. That was my last call on the weekend for the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final. Jars, could you at least wait until I've left the stadium before parking in my car park spot? Literally can't get out.
G'day, boys. Michael Hanks from WA Police. We ran into one of your blokes who was, he wasn't wearing pants. He was drunk standing on a bar in Perth. People kept calling him Burn, but luckily he gave us his name to follow up. So can you get, what did he say his name was? Here we go. Can you get Greg Blewett to give us a call, please, just in regards to the damages?
I wouldn't put it past you.
G'day, boys. Biggles here. The D's really giving the doggies a hammering. By the time I ran into that ball rash, we ended up honey all over the walls. The sauna. Ran out of oil. Wouldn't let Blewett in.
Stop it.
That's too much. Bernie Vince, Nicholas from Qantas here, mate. Just letting you know I've had to knock back some of your carry-on luggage. A large esky full of beers and ice is not allowed on the plane. Also, it says on the side of it, MFC players only. So we've had to knock that one back. Apologies. Matt! Mika from the Stansbury Pub. We've decided to retire Jars's number here. That's not really our thing to retire a table number in the bistro, but we doubt that prick's going to pay his 10-month-old tab, so, yeah. Hello, boys. It's JB. Recovering from calling for Channel 7 in the AFL Grand Final. I did a superb job with BT. I hear prizes in Henley Beach are on the up. Jarman should get top dollar for large vacant areas. So, at that rate, I reckon you'll be able to get at least $500,000 for your ass! You fat!
There are no more messages.
Where are they all calling from?
I don't know.
A bit echoey.
I tell you, that Rhett Biggles.
My God.
Biggles. I'll lose it every time.
You don't hear any of what he's saying.
Join the dots.
And even Dennis Committee sent a message to us. The great man, Den. Very good.
And a massive weekend for you, Burn.
I don't even look like you, but they accepted me. What's your name? Greg?
Still coming down from Saturday night.
There it is. It's a grand old flag. It's a high-flying flag. This is an old club song as well.
It's a good song. Same colours. Good song.
What was it like, mate? Because we saw some footage of you in the change room.
Yes.
Emotional. You had your demon's top on. Just paint the picture. What was it like?
Yeah, well, we've spoken a little bit about the build-up and the city and the stadium. It was unreal. But there was just that moment where, I don't know, it was probably halfway through that last quarter, three quarters of the way through, I was like, oh, we're actually going to win. And I wanted to get to that point. I actually did. I just had a little moment to myself, and I thought, geez.
Because you're part of that. You're part of that.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, talk about this 57 years or whatever. But it is, that's a long time.
Yeah,
how old are you, Jazz?
55.
So that's, you know, that's before you were born ago. That's a long time ago.
It's too long.
It's and they've got a real opportunity now to create a dynasty, what we spoke about. But I had the number 4 on, had James Harms' Guernsey. Yeah. He was more worried about getting that Guernsey to me before the game than actually concentrating on the game. He's running around like looking for me.
Because you've mentored that young man.
Yeah, mentored him coming through. So I said I'd wear his Guernsey, and he handed it to me over the fence. I chucked it straight on, and then they got into the game. But after in the rooms was just a good feeling. We got down into the rooms before they came off the ground because they spent a bit of time out there, obviously, doing their lap or whatever. And just the happiness, the pleasure in the faces of a little. Yeah, there was even Glenn Bartlett, who's the old president of the footy club, was down there. He's in Perth now.
Yeah.
And they were just looking around, and you make eye contact with people like that, and you're just like, you don't really have to say anything. It was just like
brilliant.
Yeah, it's happened. We've done it.
So when the dust settled after, you know, the boys, I'm sure there was just carry on. And then when everyone just sort of chilled out, was there any sort of speeches or was it just the, you know, everyone getting around and...
Yeah, well, how I ended up in the circle as well, I was doing an interview with Triple M. They were doing the call out of Melbourne, Chief and Howie and that, and I was there with Jolsey, and then... the song started, so I was like, I'm trying to put it in. That I thought, bugger it, I'll just get in here. And I'm swinging the mic around.
Yeah.
There's a bit of carry on there from me, but it was more on the Sunday, I reckon. Like, yep. we, and the players, we all,
sat around. The players had what families could be there, in the rooms. The rooms were packed. It was a great feeling. Everyone that had meant something to someone that played or the footy club was down there, which was great. But it was more the Sunday. It was probably a chance to reflect. I don't think some people would shut their eyes Sunday.
Who's BAG?
James Harms. He's great.
So he's three votes.
Hibbard, Stephen May. They're all in the votes. And, you know, just a little smoky. Lukey Jackson. Very, very good.
He looks like he's
operator.
Got trouble written all over
him.
He's got that look.
He's got Bernie eyes.
Popping his teeth out. He can pop his teeth out. He's missing the whole front. You can get your face through
there. They're all on cigars,
weren't they? He had a cigar going through the gap in his teeth. He's smoking it and he had his mouth shut. He worked that out.
What about Goody looked like he had a good time as
Goody,
well,
you heard on the audio before, he was having a good time, Goody. Well, he was up on the Sunday, we went to the Cottesloe Hotel and look at a private area, but then it was also you could mingle in with everyone in the pub in the big beer garden, which everyone sort of ended up mingling out there anyway. But they had the carp and there was dancing contests and Christian Petracca took over the DJ set. He's really, he's into his tunes. There was music I'd never heard before in my whole life. But anyway, it was entertaining. Clayton Oliver was up there as well. Goody ended up on Gorney's shoulders. He's jumping around and I was thinking, shit, if you're going to fall off someone's shoulders, you probably don't want to fall off Max's. That's going to hurt. It's a long way to fall.
And Maxie was still in his footy attire. A lot of the boys still had not changed.
Footy boots as well.
No, I love that stuff.
Sunday night, Harms, he's like, have a look at this. He's still got his ankles taped.
Yeah.
I'm like,
was there a shower in there or any stuff?
No. No, you don't shower for 4 days.
Well, there's
four
a beach. I was like, just go for a swim and come back, mate.
Yeah, just ice bath.
Yeah.
Hey, Bern, so on the rub, you did your Nuffy of the year throughout the season.
Yes.
And then the grand final was held on Saturday.
Close one, too.
The Billy Brett, I think I might have been in the semi, wasn't
I? You made
the
prelim.
You got in there.
You choked in the prelim.
And then Billy Brown was won it, which I don't think he was too happy about.
No, he's actually a bit filthy. He's like, how did I win it when bloody Bluey and Brownie have done it? Mate, it's the votes. The people have spoken.
Well, he got his revenge yesterday on Channel 9.
He finished playing 3 years ago, by the way, at the Demons. He did play for Adelaide. He's a nuffy. We know that. Look at Bernie Vince. Where he's got the jumper on. He's got the... Bernie! Look at Bernie Dent. I reckon he'd had a couple of frothies too during the game. And there was Bernie Vince. Come on.
That's Bernie. A good list.
Oh, he had the final say, didn't he, Billy?
That's coming from Billy, who bloody teared up in the race after Geelong 107. They only won by 120 points.
And Channel 9 flicked him after 27 years of the footy show.
And he's saying he retired. He was pushed.
He's a push. Yeah. Well done, mate. Nah, and congratulations.
What a great weekend.
A lot of the boys will stay in Perth now for a period of time.
Yeah, they're going to stay over there. Obviously, locked down in Melbourne. So the players that haven't got family... immediate family, like kids and stuff, they're just extending their time a little bit.
No
you'd be silly to rush back there on holidays now.
Yeah.
And, mate, look, come down pretty quick. Their programs and that will start to kick in you
at
know,
the
about
casino,
3 or 4
were
weeks.
Were you escorted out or so? I heard some reports. I got phone calls saying.
I did. You know, Haydo was nearly onto it there. Did get asked for ID. I was like, why? I'm exiting. I think they wanted my details to maybe follow something like that. Or maybe I did say Greg Blewett.
Yeah, you had more. Is that why you wanted my driver's license?
Can you send your license number through, Blewett?
Each day we take your questions on the Triple M text line, 0488851047. Today's question comes from Mark from Golden Grove. He says, Basil Zemplis is copping it a fair bit at the moment. What did you boys think of his behaviour around the grand final?
I think... Well, he wanted the suggestion of in the first quarter, wasn't it, Bern, at a certain time?
At 2021.
To acknowledge what the Eastern States were going through. I think his intentions would have been good. I reckon he just read the room the wrong way.
Did anyone in the crowd
Did they?
I didn't notice anything. No.
Nah. No. Nothing was said either.
Nah, I sort of half forgot about it.
And then I think the Simon Goodwin, you know, not allowing
snub.
Him to wasn't allowing.
He
just
deliberate.
I think he just forgot.
I think
he just forgot to.
It's a big moment.
He had a mayor
doing that.
He had a mayor all week.
Oh, he's the mayor.
Pardon the pun. Didn't he really, Basil?
You reckon he had a mayor?
I think he did.
Oh, he loves it. He's everywhere.
Absolutely,
he's on everything.
I know that. I know that. But you've got to let the winning senior coach of a grand final. Talk to the,
What about Goody just grabbing the mic? Go, give it in.
Yeah,
I want to say something.
Oh, but then you don't want to make it.
I know. Yeah, but anyway. But yeah, look, it's he's been whacked for it, and he's a kind-hearted individual, Baz. Yeah. You know, he's always a very considerate man. So anyway, but I don't think he'll get an invite next time.
There you go.
You're going to do it, are you?
Oh, not at all.
You'd be good, Jars.
Yeah. Not at all.
He'd forget.
I forget a lot of things.
Forget to get the players up.
Warm that bottom lip up.
And I'd stuff up everyone's name.
Yeah. You can't read.
He definitely would.
I would, would I, Jean?
Well, what's mine? You've known me for 3 years and you still call me Emily.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, young man, what have you got for us for a Monday? You've just come off the plane from Perth. You're just a little bit, you look worn out, doesn't he, Greg?
I am.
Look at your eyes are a little bit glassy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You lost your
voice. Just have a quiet week.
Yeah, well, you said, is this going to, what did you say, a health kick? Is that going to start that off? Yeah.
When's that going to start?
Probably not.
Yeah, good point.
Well, things just keep turning up. Yeah. We had the local grand final last week, then the Melbourne grand final.
This week, Sunday grand final.
My birthday this weekend.
This birthday, yes.
Something else will pop up.
I know it will.
It's a big month.
Anyway,
let's get on with the facts.
We got golf.
Golf Friday.
Yes,
Jesus
at Christ.
I'm going to change my friend circles. I need to think about
it. What have you got?
27th of September today.
Yes, sir.
It's Crush a Can Day, boys. So
yeah.
Oh yes, left-handed too. Burn.
Crush a Can Day.
Yes.
Why is that a
day? That's what we're celebrating.
I don't know. There's some silly sort of days.
Like for recycling.
What are you doing?
You can't even crush it.
Crush it. With your puny little wrist.
Watch out, you cut your finger.
Your fingernails, you got bloody nail polish on.
I could eat it.
Oh.
Crushed it.
He's tipped it all over
the laptop.
A couple of birthdays today. 1984, Avril Lavigne.
Who? Who, Ben?
This bird.
Avril. Do you like this, G?
Yeah.
She doesn't mime, does she?
She's all right.
Do they mime?
Mime? Yeah. No, she sings.
What, at her concerts?
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
Who was it again, did you say?
Avril Lavigne.
What about what you couldn't say last week?
It was World Punctuation Day.
Punctuation. That's how I say it.
You got whacked too.
I change things a little bit.
You do.
Change things up. I do things my way, Jazz.
Actually, did that make its way onto the rug?
My way. Hey, 1982, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. It's not Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
L-I-L. Lil Wayne. We got anything for him? No. Okay, move on. 72.
We don't play that on Triple.
Gwyneth Paltrow. We got anything with her?
Oh, Gwyn.
Yeah, she did a song once. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't have it, but she did.
Oh, I thought you were going to press it.
Come
don't
on, geez.
Sliding doors.
Oh, but this is a big birthday, boys.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Who could ever forget the halftime entertainment of about the 2011 grand final?
Oh, no.
This man's birthday, 1947.
Oh, he's getting smashed, isn't he? The old meat.
Oh, that's a slaughter.
Horrendous.
Oh, even the mic.
Listen to that.
Oh,
and they booed him.
Stop it.
What was his band members? What they would have been thinking at the time, going, what's happened? Is he having a heart attack?
I thought he was having some sort of stroke or something.
Oh, anyway. What did he get paid for that, do you know?
Well, I've heard north of $600.
Yeah.
Dollars? Or K?
Anyway, dollars it should have been.
That's the last one to hear of Meatloaf too, just quietly.
I think I'm done with that. Yeah, actually, I think I sounded better on the bounce potentially. I didn't think it could get
any
worse.
And how did you go with your song on the bounce? Who'd you sing, Neil Diamond?
No, I sang American Pie by Don McLean.
That's the boy.
Well, I'm a big believer that I was brought on this earth to give the people what they want.
And do you believe in rock and roll and music?
Oh! He's such bad as
Come on, he's just warming up.
It gets better.
I know that you're in love with him because I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Oh, that's good.
Listen to that.
That's all right.
Oh, no.
Was that before or better. After your 20?
This is hurting.
Did you get
that
whacked?
That hurts.
Did the boys whack you?
Who
won
to
it?
Say the reception wasn't great. I thought I was sounding a lot better than that. And I'm sure Meatloaf thought he was sounding off.
Gazy, what did he say?
Gazy won it.
Oh, that's rigged.
Yeah, well, they had a full band. Yeah. He had backup singers singing over the top. I couldn't even hear Gazy's voice because the band was singing.
Yeah, Joshy
Murray. I
was
one out. Joshy Murray learnt the song in about 4 minutes and then I had to sing it.
And he was playing guitar.
Anyway, this is my facts. It's turned into just a pile on myself.
Into karaoke.
What do you got, mate? Oh. Here he goes. He's going to call it.
Yeah, I'm all good.
He's going to call it.
No, the fact is, right. I can't.
Have you got a fact, G? Didn't you want to jump in? Because I've got to get going.
Oh, yeah.
I do have
a couple more pots to
plant. Oh, no. I just had an interesting fact when I was watching the game on Saturday night. 16 of the last 17 goals were kicked by Melbourne.
I didn't realise that until after.
Yeah. That was common knowledge, but that's
okay. Well, I thought it was an interesting fact because that doesn't happen all the time.
What about crowd wise?
Well, you are rolling your eyes at me, so I'm not even going to say.
You're taking the mickey out of G.
I was contributing something and you're paying me out, so
well done. How many were there?
Don't care. Oh.
Sleep well tonight, Bert.
So bye, Miss America.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was
don't, Bert.